Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Namaste, guys. It's Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning Wrestling with Pop Culture, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Matt Hankins. That is, of course, Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. And this is Georgia Wrestling Now. We've got another big show lined up tonight. First, I want to mention that today is, it may have already passed. I don't know what the time on the deadline was, but today is the last day to sign up for TNA Gut Check in North Carolina this Saturday, which will be a pre-show to one of their live events. So, wrestlers interested in that, go to TNAGutCheck.com to find out more and see if it's not too late to sign up today. And I want to remind everyone once again, as we've mentioned the previous few weeks, National Pro Wrestling Day, February 2nd, also this Saturday. For more information, go to NationalProWrestlingDay.com and just listen to the last couple of shows to hear more info on that. A lot of stuff going on there. It is an iPay-per-view. And, of course, the Royal Rumble was last night, and Matt and I were just talking about that off the air, but now we're on the air. So what were your thoughts on the Royal Rumble, Matt?
I was really pleased with it. I thought the Rumble match itself was done about as good as you can do one, you know, with the roster that you have, and I don't think they wasted anybody's entry, and I think it was a good thing to see the kid from NXT get to be in there a little while. Jericho going almost an hour was a big shocker. I thought the Godfather thing I laughed for 20 minutes about because it was done perfectly. He never stopped his music. Times are hard, only two members of the whole train, so it's rough everywhere. I thought everything. And then the main event, I thought, you know, I know there's a lot of controversy. The internet's all riled up, but come on, folks. it was predictable, but sometimes predictable is okay if you do it right. And I thought it was done about as good as it could be done.
Yeah, I pretty much agree. I was hoping that something a little more radical might come out of it. They hinted at Ziggler possibly winning and being able to unify the titles. I was hoping Brock Lesnar might get involved because I think Brock Lesnar versus Rock at WrestleMania would be the kind of mainstream crossover thing they look for at WrestleMania time every year. But the outcome was pretty predictable, but also I think sets things up pretty nicely. And a lot of people overlook the Elimination Chamber, even though for the past few years, a lot of big things happen in between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania at Elimination Chamber to change the landscape of WrestleMania pretty significantly. So we could see a Money in the Bank cash in. We could see completely different champions before we get to WrestleMania. So who knows what will happen.
The most wonderful time of the year for television wrestling. So we might as well lock in and enjoy it.
That's right. Sorry, I was responding to a text. But we should mention tonight, for those who haven't seen already, we have two pretty big names from the Georgia wrestling scene and beyond, way beyond, actually. We've got Diamond Dallas Page and Jake the Snake Roberts, who will be calling in very shortly. They're both going to be at the Days of the Dead Horror Convention this Friday through Saturday. They will also be at UIW's big show on March 16th. And as many people have seen, DDP's yoga program has turned Jake Roberts' life around as of late. He was in bad shape. I think drugs and alcohol may have been involved, but he's looking a lot better. And I've heard rumors that Scott Hall might be in on some of that now, too. The DDP might be helping him get through some stuff. So we'll ask about that because that is just a rumor as far as I know. But then we have Pandora, Calm Like a Bomb Pandora, who will be competing at UIW this Saturday against Nina Monet to determine who the first UIW women's champion will be. So that should be interesting as well. So I didn't go to a whole lot of wrestling over the weekend. I did watch the Rumble. I think that was it, though. Did you go to any shows, Matt?
It was actually NWA Atlanta there in Locust Grove. Another solid effort from that bunch. Crew Jones, Performer of the Year for 2 years running here. Usually, you know, gets his stuff done in the ring, but on this night he was injured from the previous week's previous 2 weeks' festivities, and came out with the stereotypical giant neck brace on, and could not wrestle his match against Bill the Butcher, and actually called out Shane Marks to aptly fill in for him in that. But Crew was put to work as the ring announcer for the night, and did not disappoint. His intro for Fry Daddy was the stuff of legend. It was a long, drawn-out process that ended with him just saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, it's not the Foreman Grill, it's the Fry Daddy." Is there anything this guy can't do? It was solid work. But yeah, good night. Bill the Butcher and Shane Marks, to best of my knowledge, first time they'd ever been in a ring together. And Shane got the better of him, as you might suspect through nefarious activity, supposedly. Some people might have said Crew Jones might have handed him something that he used to sort of knock out Bill the Butcher for enough, long enough at least to get the pin. You don't knock out Bill the Butcher too long. And then there had another main event match between Payne, who some of us, you know, may not be as familiar with, but Jonathan's seen him. You can attest to this. He's 400 pounds and can do things that most 400-pounders can't get away with. And there was a part in the match where he got fired into the corner, and it really did move the ring about 6 inches. So a solid night for that bunch. They're gaining some steam, maybe a little bit. Maybe it's just them paying a little more attention, but they do better than I remember that promotion doing in the past. So.
Yeah, I was at their previous event. I was at the previous event and saw what set up all of these matches. So I would have to agree. You know, it's a promotion that has gone through a lot of changes, name changes, roster changes, and I think it mostly has suffered from all that. But I think what's going on now is a good thing for them. Crew Jones' training down there is good. He's helping develop a lot of people who, I don't know who was their trainer before, but I know obviously he knows what he's doing as far as developing personas as well as in-ring abilities. And it just seems like overall they've got better matches, better ongoing feuds and things like that. So
having a stable home base seems to help a lot too. It kind of look to expand here or there, but they're focusing their efforts on getting one thing really good and then trying to move that out. So it's a stable show. And as far as wrestling shows goes, they start on time pretty much, and they don't drag around. They don't do a bunch of intermissions. They don't try to sell you too many things at any point during the show. So it moves along fluidly. So, yeah, hey, it's wrestling. What are you
doing? It's wrestling.
It's not too far from the city. So, hey, let's take them out. Why not?
All right. Well, there were a lot of other events. I was not present, but I do know that Wild Child Joey Kidman somehow retained, surprisingly, some would probably say, retained the Peach State Heritage Championship against Rick Michaels. And the same night, Rick Michaels, I understand, retained... Rick Michaels and Bobby Hayes retained the tag titles down at NWA Atlanta. So Rick was a busy guy, as usual, on Saturday.
I think Anarchy's edging closer to the in-ring return of the Jagged Edge. I think he was on hand again. and a bit more physical capacity as he's sort of getting back from the injury. So things are moving along there as they were. I think the Bullets might have made a little statement there, and they might have flipped from being appreciated by the fans to being a little more hated by the fans too, from what I hear. So anarchy seems to be the steady boat in the ocean. That they just, no matter what happens, no matter who's there, who's hurt, what's going on, they just kind of sail along into whatever they're doing, and they don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, we have a caller now, and it is about time for our guest, so I'm imagining this is probably them, but let's find out. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
DDP.
DDP, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Jake should have called in right after I do, and I'll
okay.
just click him over so we're not both stepping on each other. So as soon as we get done, I'll pop him in over as well, okay?
Sounds good. Well, I guess we'll wait to talk about the yoga stuff then, because that probably has a lot to do with what he wants to talk about too.
Well, you know, but the bottom line is that I got to get to another thing in 30 minutes. So I thought maybe we talked for about 15 or 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then he could switch over and he could take the second part of it. And you
okay.
can hit on both. You'll become from two different angles. So, and we don't do yoga. We only do DDP yoga, which is a completely different animal.
Right.
in the yoga world.
Well, I know. Is it the same thing that used to be called yoga for regular guys?
Yeah, well, that's where it started. Everything has a beginning, right? You know, everything
yeah.
has a beginning, a middle, and a during, and hopefully you see how long it takes you to hit the end, you know? And because this is relatively zero impact on your body and is getting the craziest results as far as flexibility, core strength, weight loss, I mean, there's nothing it really can't do, you know? And Jake's got crazy results from it. You know, bottom line is... It started as actually yoga for normal people. That's how it really started, you know. And then went to yoga for regular guys, and then I just called it YRG. And now YRG is one of DDP Yoga's type of workouts. Another one would be Extreme, DDP Extreme. And that is a workout you can't even go near. And, again, it's zero impact, kick-ass cardio, incredibly dramatically increase your flexibility and your core strength. But that's more for, like, the serious athlete that wants to take their body, like, to the next level. So it all falls under the tutelage of DDP yoga.
All right. Well, you and Jake Roberts will be at the Days of the Dead convention this weekend. Not to change gears too much, but...
We do all of that there. We sign autographs, we talk smack, and we talk about DDP yoga, you know. So it's like it's just part of our life, you know.
Right. Well, you have been in the Devil's Rejects, and I know they're doing a big House of a Thousand Corpses reunion thing. And you've also been in some other horror movies, so you have various different reasons for being there. Are you doing panels and stuff too, or what all will you be doing there?
You know, I don't think we are doing that. Maybe. Billy had talked to me about doing a Q&A with me and Jake because we don't, you know, we talk about wrestling. We talk about, you know, acting. Jake's been in quite a few movies now, too. We talk about our workout. We talk about everything, you know, wherever the conversation rolls. And, I just moved back to Atlanta. I bought a beautiful place in Smyrna, and Jake's, you know, he's staying with me. Have you been following his story?
Yeah, I've been seeing the pictures and a lot of Facebook sharing of pictures of his progress from August of last year until just like a week ago.
Did you see the amazing outreach where people, you know, because Jake's got no insurance. He's got, you know, he's hurt his shoulder. It's an old injury. He didn't hurt it with me. He hurt it with going over to the gym and moving weight. And I was like begging him, dude, don't do it. You let your ego step on the bench with you or something, and you're going to get hurt. And that's exactly what happened. It took 3 weeks, but it happened. So did you see how many fans, like, came out of, you know, to help him out? Did you see that?
I have not seen that yet.
Well, if you go ahead.
I'd heard tale of it. I'd heard a lot about it. I knew it was getting a pretty good response, because I figured it would, it being Jake, and people have, no matter what Jake has gone through, people have always loved Jake.
Exactly. Because you know why? Because Jake's real. Jake's like, me and Jake are kindred brothers that we are what you, you are what you see we are. You know, and Jake was a drug addict and a junkie, and he had those problems for many, 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 many years. And he's only been away from him for a very short time. When I went down and helped Jake out, and he'll elaborate on this, I mean, he couldn't get out of his chair. He couldn't go from standing to the ground without help. He sure as hell couldn't get off the ground without any help. You know, he was 305 pounds. He was a shell of who he was. I told him if he could start to change the way he eats, and all I wanted him to eat was real food. I don't want some crazy, funky diet. I just want him to eat real food and watch what he's eating and, you know, pay attention to the calorie counting and do the workout. He lost, I think he lost like 8 or 10 pounds the first week, something like that. All I know is it made me move to hop on a plane with my guy, Steve Yu, who's the head of my company. He's also he's a director of documentaries and stuff. He did a movie called Inspired, the movie. You might have saw that video of the disabled veteran, Arthur Borman. Did you see that video?
Yes.
Okay. You know, him and Arthur, with Arthur, he edited that and created over 7 million. We were just on the show The Doctors today. We were on Today's Show last week. Good Morning America a few months back, because people are so pulled in by that heartfelt message that goes with Arthur's journey. Well, Jake's is the same way, only different. And you guys are wrestling fans. I mean, that's what the show's all about. You know, about this guy, you know, who's a wrestler who, like, the movie The Wrestler was basically based on. So I grabbed Steve Yu, we went down to Texas, and we started filming It's Never Too Late, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake. And in the last 6 months, he has lost 60 pounds. If you go to Indiegogo, and that's Indiegogo, like Indiegogo.com/Jake the Snake, you'll see a page that we put up there 3 days or 4 days ago. And basically it was asking the fans to, for help, because he couldn't afford to go get the, operation or any of that done. You know, he had no money to do it, and he had no insurance, and he didn't want anything for free. You know, just like we go to Days of the Dead, we sell pictures, autographs. We sell, a bunch of different types of stuff. And the fans want that. And, we also had up there, the finished Resurrection of Jake the Snake, the DVD, when it's done, the documentary. People got that. Other people got advice from wrestling. There was 5 people that put in $1,000 to come to our place and stay for the weekend. Now, if I had known Steve put 2 days, I'd have been pissed. I mean, I would have only done one. But to get $1,000 to come and spend a weekend with Jake the Snake, oh, my God. But those things sold out in what was like, 3 hours. We only wanted to raise $9,200, but we raised over $19,000. And that's in 3.5 days, guys. And people know it says right there, we only want $9,200. But people want, they love Jake so much. They might want an autograph, or they might want to have a phone call from Jake Roberts. So it just keeps going up. And we put in there that, just so everyone knows, Jake's, his dentures are all effed up on top. And he needs a bridge in the bottom of his teeth. So now we're fixing his teeth. We're giving this guy, who was one of the greatest characters of all time, we're giving him back his dignity and his dreams. And you watch and see what Jake Roberts does a year from now. This is why I don't want to be up there blowing him with him on the phone. I just want you guys to hear what I had to say about what he's doing. And the way the fans are reacting to him right now, I mean, it's the first time in his life ever I think he's really enjoying it. And by the way, he's been sober over seven, I think it's over 75 days. Jake Roberts has never not had a beer, has never been sober more than 30 days ever unless he was in the joint or in rehab. He's been clean from drugs for over 130 days. But combination of everything the last 70, 75 days, I don't know the exact date. He'd know better than me. But he's doing amazing. He goes in, we go do Days of the Dead this weekend. He would have got surgery this week, but we got to do that signing. And he needs the money. So, you know, bottom line is next Friday he goes in, and then we start the rehab. I work with him because DDP yoga, it literally next to zero impact on your body. If his upper body, meaning his shoulder, is hurt, I work around that. And what the amazing thing is, he's doing it on his own as well. You watch, if you've ever been inspired by Jake Aurelian Smith Roberts, if you've ever been, and I know anyone who's listening to this show has been, because you can't be a wrestling fan and not be drawn into probably one of the greatest interviews of all time. Completely different than everyone else. He made it his own. And what he's going to end up doing and having DDP yoga as his vehicle a year from now, poof, if he can just stay the course, take one day at a time, man, I see really, really, really big things for him.
So well, DDP, I'm sorry, go ahead, Matt. No.
As you've, you know, worked with your yoga program, you know, that's more of impact on your physical well-being. But, you know, Jake had other issues outside of just not being able to exercise.
hey, you know what? I'll let him answer that question for you because he will tell you, being in my place here, I call it DDP's accountability crib. Did you guys see the video? Everything's up on DDP TV. Everything is up on DDP, except for that one thing on Indiegogo. Everything is up on DDP TV on YouTube. That's all you have to do is search that. You can see the opening of Resurrection of Jake the Snake, the trailer, the teaser of what we plan to do. Then you'll see another one called Reality Check. When Jake was only here at the house for like 8 days, 10 days, went away to go do one of those signings like we're doing at Days of the Dead here in Atlanta. Hey, by the way, where is that thing anyway? Where's the location of that?
It's at the Sheraton Hotel downtown off of...
Okay, now, I had no idea. I never had any idea until like the day before. But Jake, you can see the Reality Check. He was leaving one of those Days of the Dead. It was a Comic-Con that he was doing up in Rhode Island. And on the way home, he got bumped up to first class. And what's in first class?
Accessible booze.
Right. Much.
Easily accessible.
Right. So bottom line is Jake got off that plane. He don't remember anything until the next day. But we filmed everything because there's cameras all over my crib, man. We will have a reality show that won't be one of those stupid reality shows that are embarrassing to watch. Never mind have to know you're doing them because I ain't doing that shit. But I will do the real shit. I will do the real shit that friggin' people go, wow, that's life. And that's what this was. On Reality Check, you'll see us pick him up at the airport and what happens and how it ends. And you won't have to wait, you know, a couple more days to see what happens. You go right to the next thing. It says DDP the next day. And you see what happened there. And that was the beginning of Jake's sobriety. And he had a choice. You ain't got to stay sober, dude. You can leave. Or you can go up and go to the WWE's program. See, when you surround someone with positive energy, everyone who's listening to this show is a product of their environment. Your friends are like elevators. They take you up or they bring you down. That's a Mark Merrow line. Marvelous Mark Merrow, Johnny B. Badd, a.k.a. Johnny B. Badd. You know, amazing inspirational speaker, but he's so right. Who you hang out with is a reflection of who you are. And where Jake Roberts is right now, I've known Jake for over 20 years. A mentor, a friend. Today, he would be one of the most closest part of my inner circle. And I've met every Jake Roberts there is, from the alcoholic to the drug addict to the stud to the amazing talker. I mean, everything you could ever think about, because he has so many different personalities like that. But I never met this guy. The guy who's chomping at the bit when I'm doing our workout up in the morning, and he can't get into that one. He's got to wait for a modified version for him. And when he finally does get back into it, and I never met this guy who is so focused on doing the right thing, inspiring people. This outpour from the people. And how many hits? Because as soon as we broke the, you know, what we needed, and before we knew it, it was like $16,000. You know, Jake, I want to go on and thank the people. And that one, that's the last one that was put up there on DDP TV. And it's, man, friggin' just pulls at your strings, because that's what he's always done, your heartstrings, because it's real. Nothing's fabricated. It's real. And no one has the heart thing that DDP yoga. This is not yoga. This ain't your mama's yoga. This isn't the humming and the spirituality or any of that spiritual mumbo jumbo. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because I get it. That's cool stuff for them, not for me. But with our, if you will, and Dr. Rose would say, if you will, baby, the spirituality side would be the positive. The positive environment. Ask Jake about the shirts he used to wear. And I'm like, dude, you don't want to have that be your name. Your first thing people say, they read what's on your shirt, and you say that? Ask him about that. And then ask him what happened to his mindset as that was all changing. So when it comes to a workout, this shit's not a workout. What I'm doing is a lifestyle. And it's a lifestyle that you can live for the rest of your life. Unlike if you're a workout person and you're doing the CrossFit shit, this crazy clean and jerking, I mean, it's an art to know how to do powerlifting. What they're doing is having friggin' accountants and shit doing it. And everybody's getting blown out backs and knees and hips. And I'm like, okay, that's more clients for down the road. They're all going to come. P90X and Sanity, all that crazy high impact. Man, P90X got sued out the ass so many times because of beating up bodies, hurting people. Mine is healing people, whole different animal. And it's not only healing Jake's body, it's healing his mind. And it's all about, if you, the greatest quote ever to me, or one of the top 10, is by Henry Ford. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Well, DDP, I want to ask you, speaking of people you hang out with, your history with Scott Hall is pretty well documented, and I've heard rumors that that he's moved in with you or might be going under the same transformation that you're doing with Jake. Is that true at all, or is that anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, I wish it was. It's partially true that we started this journey, you know, and so easily this movie could be renamed with one little thing on the end of it. You know, it's still going to be, it's never too late. And that's the message of this whole movie. It's never too late. The resurrection of Jake the Snake and Scott Hall. Now, we were talking 2 weeks ago, and Scotty, I mean, I've got messages. I saved them all. He was so pumped. He said he hadn't been this positive in 15 years. He's so looking forward to it. And then his prescription came in, and he started hitting those pills besides the booze. He tried to kill himself. I know he friggin' tried to do that. I know he tried to pick Mays pills and what, and he called me, you know, he called me in Dally, I didn't die. It's like, dude, so stop fighting it. You know, I won't even take his call at night. I will talk to him any morning ever. And my goal, not goal, my hope is that at some point he comes. Because the one thing that I would never be able to do this with Scott Hall by myself. So when Scott Hall says to me, Dally, you don't know. You don't know how hard it is to be an alcoholic. You don't know how hard it is to be an addict. And I go, you're right, Scotty. But Jake does. And that shuts him up. Because now it's a tag team. I'm telling you that I have a vision. I don't know if you guys have ever heard me talk about this whole DDP yoga thing before, YRG. It's all this, it all under the same umbrella. The bottom line is I had a vision 10 years ago that at some point in time, this will be a household name, just like P90X was. But this is going to be the workout that not only gets you in amazing shape and you feel amazing because you're turning back the hands of time, holding back the hands of time. But it's also going to bring a guy that, unlike, you know, you look at someone like Diamond Dallas Page, I'm the guy who didn't follow the path. And they also have those other people who took the path less traveled. I didn't even do that. I came to a forest. There was no path. I got out of bulldozer, and I started going. When I was a wrestler at 35, and everyone said, you're crazy. You're never going to be able to do it. You're too old. And then when I started doing this, and I said, I'm gonna make this. I'm going to change the way people work. Look at the word yoga. They ain't going to look at it as just yoga. DDP yoga is its own animal. I'm going to change that, and it's happening. Get away from Jake and Scott for 1 second. You guys see the Rumble?
Yeah, I was hoping to see you in it, actually.
We were that close, too. That close. I got to tell you, I'm never so proud to be a part of anything that's happening with Chris Jericho as I am right this moment. As I watched him last night after they said his career was over, year and a half, 2 years earlier. He saw that video of disabled veteran Arthur Borman, the greatest transformation ever. Forget fitness, life. No one has done what Arthur's done. And he did it with one thing. My workout, my eating plan, which is just real food, that's all it is, and a mindset. A mindset that anything's possible. Chris saw that video. He said, D, send it to me. I'll try anything. I've been there before. I'll try anything. In 3 weeks, he calls me up. He goes, I'm addicted to this. Is this possible? Does everybody feel like this? I said, the people who do it. Within 5 weeks, he was 85% pain-free. 3 months later, he was 100% pain-free. Chris Jericho headlined with Punk last WrestleMania. Here it is, Royal Rumble number 2. Chris Jericho hasn't wrestled in 6 months. Been on the road nonstop all over the world with Fozzy, and I mean all over the world. Comes back, looks amazing, does one workout, DDP yoga, that's it, and talks about it like it's me talking about it. And Chris Jericho, I don't pay him to say any of this. I helped him be in the best shape of his life and eliminated pain that was so excruciating. I didn't do it. I just guided him. This is what I did, Chris, and if you follow these DVDs, this is how you're going to feel. He went 47 minutes and 53 seconds. 47 minutes and 53 seconds. He hadn't wrestled in 6 months.
And how old
he was
is he
not a lady.
Now?
Say what?
He's in his 40s at least now, right?
He's going to be 42. Moving around out there like he's 28. He texted me today. At one point yesterday, there was 8 guys that I know that do DDP yoga. At one time, there was 4 in the ring at one time. And that was Goldust, Titus, Zack Ryder, Kane, Ryback, Santino. They're the guys I know do it all the time. Now, the guys, I'm not sure if they're still doing it, but they got it from me, is Sheamus, Brodus, and Damian, and The Miz. That's a third of the roster right there. Never mind all the other guys. And they're all doing it because they're still lifting weights, but not Jericho. He only does this, DDP yoga. That's it. And this becomes their help healing of their body, their strengthening of their core, and their they're not allowed to take painkillers and stuff. Everything they take is like right there. Everything they take is supervised. Like, you can't take pills anymore. So this is their pain reliever, and that's why it's so strong. Hey, baby, do me a favor. Tell Jake to call in on that thing now. Jake's going to call in any minute, guys. The bottom line is, as you guys know, because you've heard me before, man, I'm so passionate about life. I was passionate about what I did in the ring. I loved it. But what I'm doing today is so the coolest thing I've ever done. And the really sweet thing about it, I could do it for the rest of my life.
Cool. Well, in addition to the Days of the Dead Festival this weekend, I saw that you guys are both going to be at a Universal Independent Wrestling show on March 16th. What's your role going to be at that?
You know, whenever I come to a place, we're both coming for the same thing, signing autographs and seeing the fans and talking about what we're doing. I'm hoping they have a video thing up there so people can, because a lot of people don't know what DDP TV is on YouTube. And I'll play probably the Resurrection of Jake the Snake so they can see what we're doing with it. And I can see where my buddy was, and probably played that Arthur video. And I'm sure some unfortunate slug will get hit with a diamond cutter.
Okay, I heard that.
That's all I heard.
I heard that.
Well, it won't be you.
Yeah.
I believe that we have been joined by Jake Snake Roberts now.
I'm going to tag off here, Jake. Talk to you later, buddy. See you guys.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, David.
Okay, it's up to us now to have a good time.
Yeah, well, we heard a lot about the improvements that you've undergone with DDP's tutelage, but he told us specifically to ask you about a shirt you were wearing or something.
A shirt I was wearing. Well, when I first got here, the rules, were brand new. And then when he told me that I couldn't wear the clothes I was wearing, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Because I didn't get it. And basically the shirt was, I think he said wasted youth on it or something. I don't know, something really stupid and crazy. Then another shirt said zombie Jesus on it. And he says, you can't wear that stuff anymore. I'm like, what does that do? What are you talking about? And he just explained to me, he said that, the negative messages that you wear send out a negative message about you. And if you look in the mirror, you're going to see this. And we don't want that. We want everything positive. And at first I thought it was a joke, but, it sucks when your student becomes your mentor, But I'd done it my way for 56 years. I'd made quite a mess out of it, so I decided to get on board with it, and he's absolutely right. If you're going to wear negative messages, man, it gets you negative feedback from other people, and that's all gone. So the deal was, you quit wearing them, and my deal was, okay, I won't wear them, but you buy me new ones. it worked out that way. But now I'm coming up with my T-shirt ideas. One of them was my destiny, my history is not my destiny, and positive attitude is another one, and keep your eyes on the prize, and these are all thoughts that provoke getting well, promote getting well, and that was important at the time. It's still important today. I mean, I'm 6 months into this, man, and I had the unfortunate pleasure of looking at my before picture and my today picture there a couple of days ago, and it just blew me away that I used to be that guy. You know, I just really turned my stomach. And I looked to see anything like that. The changes had not been overnight. They've been gradual, but you lose 65 pounds, and you're going to look a little different. And I have life back in my face and back in my body and back in my mind and my heart. So it's a nice feeling.
Was there a particular something that you could point to that made you ready to accept kind of where you what you had to do to get better?
I was so hungry for the point for anything that would at that point at my lowest, and basically what made it happen was, number one, he reached out to me, and you know, I helped Dallas get into wrestling and helped him get his career going, and we've been brothers ever since. But I think what really made it click was I was so far down that I'd given up, you know, on life itself. You know, I'd wake up and I'd be disappointed that I wasn't dead. And that really sucks, but that's where I was at. You know, I'd wound up a career that certainly had a lot of highs, but had too many lows. And I finally had to hang out the tights because I was ashamed and embarrassed to go out in front of people, period. You know, much less wrestle. And my health had gone so bad, I couldn't get up and down off of the floor, so that was a no-brainer. But I think what happened was whenever he called me and basically challenged me to try this thing of his, and I did it just basically to shut him up and get him off the phone. You know, that's the honest truth. And doing that, I, you know, he sent the package that he said he would send. I'm like, okay, I'll do this bullshit. I'll give it, you know, a half-ass try. What the hell? You know, I was bored. And after a couple of weeks, I'd lost, you know, 10 pounds, man. And I was like, holy shit. And that was a victory. That was a victory that convinced me that maybe I can do this. And that's not a position I've been in years. A positive position, a good thing position. My position was always dependent upon drugs and alcohol to get me so screwed up I didn't know what I was doing. And so getting that first victory under my belt made me hungry for another one. And another, and another, and another. And here we are today. 65 pounds later, and I'm definitely frustrated right now because I'm waiting on the shoulder surgery. But having people reach out to me and let me know that I'm worthy enough to save, because really I wouldn't have wasted a nickel on me. And how people have reached out and through this Indigo thing, has just completely humbled me. I'm so thankful, so grateful for not only the money they contributed, but the thoughts. There are a lot of great messages left. And man, right now, I just want to get the shoulder surgery done so I can really kick some ass, because I got a lot of people out there I want to pay back tenfold. And I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about showing them that they weren't wrong about me, that somebody does believe in me. And the effort that I put forth is going to be their payment. And besides the ones that will get all the pictures and the phone calls and the, you know, I even offered to do table dances. I was willing to do anything to get my shoulder fixed, man, because, you know, I was moving into this really well, and the gains were just phenomenal, And then, of course, I had to start thinking, and I thought that I could go back into the gym and work out like a 20-year-old and, you know, show my ass. And, boy, when I did, I messed my shoulder up good. I mean, it's an old injury, stuff that accumulated over time. So got a big bone spur on the shoulder that has to be cut off and cut out. And, the ligaments and tendons had to be repaired because they were being sawed in half by the bone spur. I mean, I don't do anything half-assed. I really blow it. But when that's done, I can start rehabbing it, something I never did before, actually taking care of an injury. My idea of rehabbing was a 12-pack and an 8-ball, so this will be different too. But I'm hungry enough for the healthy way of life, and it just feels really awesome, man, to be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what, dude, you're not such a bad dude after all, and you know, you got a lot left to give.
Well, Jake, as you go forward, you know, so with this rebirth, the one thing that everybody said about you along the way is how much of a great mind for wrestling you always had. The psychology was always, you know, unparalleled. Have you had much time to just think about wrestling now that you don't have so much other to worry about?
Sure, I do. I mean, I you know, I always thought about wrestling. I love wrestling. I mean, my heart's always been there. The hardest thing I've ever had to do is walk away from wrestling. You know, it's something that I hated. Something I left a tremendous hole inside of me. I think that was really the beginning of my downward spiral, because, and I think that's what happens to a lot of guys. You know, all of a sudden you're not needed, you're not wanted, you're not contributing to something that you love. It's something that was your life for so damn long. I would love to get back in a position to write, to direct, to teach. Definitely, I would love to do that, but whether that will happen, I don't know. Am I going to push for it? No, I'm not. I'm going to shut up, keep my ass where I'm at, and continue this this get well thing, and because I owe that to a lot of people, most of all myself and my family, you know, for me to get right. I just had a week with my daughter, my oldest daughter, that was absolutely the most unbelievable time I've had with my children, any of my children since birth. I mean, it was just really, really a great, great week.
On a similar note, I don't think it's anybody doubts that you'll ever make it to the WWE Hall of Fame, but there's speculation that this year might be the year.
I have no idea. if it happens, it happens. It's not something that's going to, you know, affect my sobriety in any way. I'll tell you that. I'm being inducted into the Cauliflower Alley Hall of Fame, which I hold very dear to my heart. Those guys are the guys that I grew up with. And for them to be honoring me, it's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment, and I can certainly move forward in my life without depending on anything else. It's hard to put into words for me right now how much it means, because my thank you well is so empty right now, man, because I owe so many thank yous to so many people. And I've not felt this much love my whole life. And I've never felt worthy of that love. You know, even when I was on top of my game, I had mental issues. I had issues from growing up that did not allow me to appreciate what I was and where I was at in a career. Somebody asked Scott, blah, 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 brain fart. Raven. And I mm-hmm. seen each other at the doctor's office the other day, the chiropractor's office, and he asked me, he says, when did you know how good you were? I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, when did you know that you had it down? I'm like, I never thought I had it down, and I didn't. I never thought I was that good. I thought everybody was better than me. I think that was instilled in me by my father. But whatever reason, it was there, and that was part of my sickness. Maybe the addiction took over that part of my body and said, you know, man, you're not as good. You're not good enough. You'll never be good enough. And that's hard to live with because you're constantly trying to raise that mark. And, brother, there's only so much rope, you know, before you get to the hangman's noose. And, you know, I was killing myself trying to achieve something that was unreachable by my own creation. So, for me today, it's not about where I'm at, where I'm going. It's where I'm at right now. And today has been a pretty positive day. The shoulder's been aggravating me quite a bit today. I finally, I didn't sleep well last night. You know, and that right there tells me I'm getting better because I would have never told anybody I didn't sleep well because, you know, you just didn't do that. But I'm being honest with myself now, you know. Before, I would have said, you know, damn, man, you're being lazy, you're being this, you're being that, and I'd have pushed myself too far. You know, you push yourself far enough, man, something's going to break. Well, I did break. I broke mentally, I broke emotionally, and I broke spiritually. And I beat myself down into a damn puddle of shit. And I'm not living like that anymore, man. I've got to be more honest and real with myself and with the people around me.
Well, Jake, I want to congratulate you and wish you luck in your continued improvement.
Well, that's going to get better. It's always been better, man. It gets better every minute of every day. Tomorrow, I get to go to one of my favorite things in the week, which is an AA meeting, man. If somebody told me I'd enjoy AA meetings, I'd tell them they'd go crazy. But, you know, I enjoy them now. You know, I really do. But I do appreciate you patting me on the back, man. I accept that, and I believe you mean it. So there, I covered that base. I can take that pat on the back.
All right, well. I want to thank you for calling, and looking forward to the Days of the Dead convention this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, brother. We'll kick some ass, have some fun, shake some hands, take some pictures, and, you know, just enjoy ourselves, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, you have a good rest of the night, and thanks again for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And on that note, we've got our next guest, who I know is limited on time tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. This is Pandora. How are you tonight, Pandora?
I'm doing fine, and you guys?
We're doing well. Talk to DDP and Jake Roberts, and now Pandora, all of which will be at UIW in the next couple of months, but you will be there this Saturday to take on Nina Monet, and that will be to crown the first UIW Women's Champion, so I'm sure you want to talk a little bit about that.
I sure do. This Saturday is going to be by far one of the biggest matches in UIW history, and it is because it's going to be the first UIW Women's Champ crowned. So, and me and Nina, we have feuded all over the place, everywhere from PCW to Global Championship Wrestling to PWR, and now finally it's going to pay off, and we've got this title match coming up.
Now, is this the first time you fought for a title in Georgia? I know you've held belts around different places, but I don't recall you having one in Georgia. Would this be your first one if you won it?
Would it be my first title in Georgia? Yes. If I win it, we all know what the outcome is going to be to this match.
Just say
if. You shouldn't doubt me. You should not doubt me.
Well, what is your record against Nina? Do you have any idea as many matches as the two of you have had?
Yes, I've beaten her every time, except for this last show at PWR, where her and her partner, Brandi Scott, cheated and got the win over me. Of course, it was a two-on-one. Wouldn't happen if it was a one-on-one.
Cheated.
Like me and the rest of the Empire, which will be there on Saturday, Jagged Edge and Shane Marks and our manager,
DeWitt Dawson.
They'll just be there to cheer me on. They'll just be there
just
to cheer me on.
You
no. Yeah, we fight fair.
Oh. Maybe I miss things sitting in the stands. I don't see them the right way, but I'll leave that where it lays. But at the last UIW show that you were at, they actually showed you ladies the belt. You got to see it. You almost got to hold it. What does that do for you motivation-wise?
Well, the fact that I am going to be the first UIW women's champ, it's very enlightening to me. It makes me think that all these years of hard work is going to pay off. And as everybody knows, I train Nina Monet. So it's going to be the trainee against the trainer. And I've taught her a lot. I've taught her a lot wrestling-wise. But psychology-wise, she doesn't have what it takes or can do what she's got to do to beat me.
Are there stipulations in this match, or is it just straight up bell to bell, whoever gets the pin or submission takes the gold?
It's two out of three falls. So whoever gets the first two, which, again, we know who that's going to be.
So you're calling a sweep. You're saying there will be no third fall. You're going to sweep the first two and have an early night. Is that what I'm understanding?
I'm not gonna throw me out like that. I mean, like I said, I trained her. She's got skills, and I wouldn't put it past her to maybe come out with one of the wins. But the all-in-all winner will be me, and I will bring that belt to the Empire at UIW this Saturday.
All right. Well, that's another belt in the Empire's collection, I guess.
It sure is.
You like that sort of thing.
Well, where else are you wrestling in the next couple of weeks, Pandora?
Well, me and Nina do have a couple of dates coming up as well. We have March 9th, we have WrestleForce in South Carolina. And then, let's see, that's so many dates coming up, I just can't keep up. I'm just such a busy, busy person, so popular, so wanted. Let me see what else we have. We have UIW, March 16th, a big six-man tag. Me and the other two Empire members, Jagged Edge and Shane Marks, with Dwight Dawson in our corner against Bo Buchanan and Murder One and Nina Monet. That's if she's up to wrestle that night after I take her out on February 2nd. And then we have WrestleForce again, April 20th in South Carolina.
And do you think that the people have seen the last of you two in PWR? Or do you think that feud may spill into those borders as well?
Oh, the feud will go everywhere. We'll take it to every state. We'll take it across country if we need to. And as a matter of fact, speaking of PWR, I will get to wrestle her one-on-one March 1st there. At PWR on March 1st. And mark my words, it's not going to go down like it went down last time.
A full dance card, as I'm sure you've always had in life.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh,
well,
yeah, for sure.
Pandora, I appreciate you calling in, and I wish you luck on Saturday. It sounds like you feel like you don't need it, but I wish you luck nonetheless, and I'm sure
we'll
see
you. I'll take your wishing of my luck. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and thanks for calling, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay. You too, guys. Bye.
All right.
See you.
So, a lot of talking tonight that I didn't want to interrupt, but we do need to take a quick commercial break before we end the show, so we're going to do that now, and then we will have our closing thoughts.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling Television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams of WrestlingWithPopCulture.com and Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. Before we conclude the show tonight, I think we've talked about this over the past few weeks, but this Saturday sees the return of Stephen Platinum to Platinum Championship Wrestling in Porterdale, where he and Mason will take on Shane Marks and Miss Rachel. I'm not sure what else is on the card, but that is the main event. Rampage Pro Wrestling also takes place this Sunday. And as we mentioned earlier, TNA is in Fayetteville, North Carolina on Saturday. And Super Bowl Sunday, in addition to Rampage Pro Wrestling, there's a WWE Raw house show in Birmingham and a WWE SmackDown house show in Augusta earlier in the day. So you can see some wrestling, at least three different shows in Georgia or near Georgia before the Super Bowl this Sunday. Next week is a mystery as far as guests go. I'm sure we will have something good lined up. The following week on the 11th, I believe we'll be talking to Medusa from Monster Jam once again, and someone from A Nightmare to Remember. The Ted Allen Memorial will also be calling in. I'm not sure exactly who that will be just yet. But those are the announcements. And speaking of Monster Jam, you can go to WrestlingWithPopCulture.com and see an interview with Chad Fortune that I did, who is a former pro wrestler who now drives the Captain America truck. And Matt, you got anything before we go?
If you try real hard, I bet you can see both Porterdale and UIW. PCW in Porterdale, UIW in Villa Rica. I bet you can make both shows, and I challenge you to do it.
You could conceivably do that, I would imagine, if you leave as soon as one show is over, which PCW is usually over before 9. It starts at 6, so it usually runs a couple of hours. What time does UIW start? 8?
I think they'll start around 8. By the time things really get hot and heavy, you could catch the women's title. You can catch what I believe will be Shane Marks and Bill Buchanan's rematch in the main event. So, yeah, do it.
Yeah, you won't. You won't miss too much if you go. It's probably about an hour drive or close to it. On that note, we'll be back next Monday. And in the meantime, you can go to WrestlingWithPopCulture.com or GWHNews.com for all your local and national wrestling news and other such things. But everyone, go watch Raw tonight, which is already on. Go see some indie wrestling this weekend and listen to us again next Monday.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.